Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center at 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with the Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zirin. It is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? Man, we got a lot to talk about here today. Busy weekend. We had the SmackDown show, which was built around The Answer, in all caps. Were Cody and Seth Rollins going to accept The Rock and Roman Reigns challenge for the tag team match on the first night of WrestleMania with stipulations? Well, if you do not see it, the answer is yes, they did accept. So that's been spoiled. And then, of course, we had the Collision show as well, which was a better collision than usual in terms of star power and matches like the show. We've got Raw coming up tonight and SmackDown on Friday and matches for both of those shows, including what should be an awesome match tonight. It is a gauntlet match. Winner gets the shot at Gunther's Intercontinental title at WrestleMania. And this is the lineup for the guys in the gauntlet match, which should go like 45 minutes to an hour. We got Ricochet, Chad Gable, Sami Zayn, Bronson Reed, Shinsuke Nakamura, and JD McDonagh. So that should be a good one. And then, of course, we've got all of the rest of the news from the weekend. And there is plenty of it, not the least of which is Muhammad Ali going into the WWE Hall of Fame. More on the Revolution buys from last Sunday. New Japan Strong Women's Champion. Title has changed hands. We'll talk about the passing of Yutaka Yoshie with Mike. And we'll also tell you about the F4W Wrestling Observer Convention, which is coming up this May in Las Vegas. And you can go! And we'll tell you how. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin in pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive will be here in a moment. He's rebooting. So in the meantime, we've got Raw coming up here tonight. Three matches announced for the show for the last week now. We've got a gauntlet match to determine Gunther's championship challenger at WrestleMania. Ricochet, Chad Gable, Sami Zayn, Bronson Reed, Shinsuke Nakamura, and JD McDonagh. We have the women's tag team titles on the line. Kabuki Warriors defend against Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. And we have Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan. All of that on Raw tonight. And then SmackDown, we've got The Rock appearing on the show, Rey Mysterio appearing on the show, Bayley versus Dakota Kai coming up on Friday. And they have also announced that when Raw returns to Chicago, March 25th, about 3 weeks from now, there will be an appearance by CM Punk. Although I don't know why they announced it now, because the show's been sold out for weeks. But you know what? If you got a ticket, he's going to be there. Maybe they can find a way to open up more seats. 11,859 out for that show at the Allstate Arena. And now CM Punk has been added. So that's the WWE lineups over the next couple of days. We actually have a card for Dynamite. We have got Samoa Joe versus Wardlow for the world title. Darby Allin, Jay White. The Elite versus Eddie Kingston, Pac, and Penta. Hook and Jericho versus the Gates of Agony, and Willow Nightingale versus Riho. And then, presumably, it is the debut of Mercedes Moné. But, you know, they're keeping that one close to the vest. There's been really no teases except for those dollar signs for the debut of Mercedes. But I'm presuming she will be there this coming Wednesday in Boston. Mike, you've made it.
I'm here. I've been here. Reset the timeline.
Texted me. It was rebooting. What do you want me to do? Just presume you're not there. What can you tell us about Yutaka Yoshie, who passed away suddenly?
Fantastic transition, Brian. That's why you're the professional that
I was going to start with it, but you weren't here.
All right. Yutaka Yoshie, former All Japan pro wrestling wrestler, passed away on Sunday at the age of 50 after wrestling a match in Takasaki City along with Ryo Inoue. They lost to Hokuto Omori and Ryoji Sai. Following the match, he went backstage, was complaining of feeling ill. I saw one report say that he collapsed backstage. I'm not sure if that was the case or not, but after some time, he was taken to a nearby hospital where he ended up passing away. And he was only, like I said, 50 years old. And he was from not very far away from where he passed away, from Maebashi City, Japan, which is in the same prefecture, the Gunma Prefecture, that the match was taking place. And he was a guy that was very charismatic. He was only about 5'11", but he was as wide as the day is long. He did not start that way in New Japan. He actually debuted in 1994, I believe it was, ended up breaking his leg in his second match, went over to Germany to get some seasoning, and they developed a sumo gimmick for him, which he ended up carrying with him throughout his career as far as how he was built and how he wrestled. He wore a very notable, you know, everybody's got their color in Japan. He actually stood out because he wore pink, and you had this big, massive man that wore pink. And unfortunately for him in his time in New Japan, he never really got a chance to break out. There was a time that alongside Shibata and Nakamura and Tanahashi and the new wave of guys, it looked like he was going to get his chance. He had a tag team title reign with Hiroshi Tanahashi for about 6 months in 2003, but that promotion, as a lot of people know, was going through a lot of upheaval at the time. There was a lot of shoot fighting influences. There were a lot of managerial issues, ownership issues, all that sorts of stuff. So he ended up leaving and joining Tatsumi Fujinami's tradition group, the Muga World group. And from there, spent a lot of time there and then became a freelancer working for All Japan Pro Wrestling NOAH. Was very close with Kensuke Sasaki, working his Diamond Ring shows and his Kensuke Office shows after he left New Japan. But very sad. We'll have more on him today, later on today, because I'm doing a brand new Admin Mike Big Audio Nightmare where we'll get into his career a little bit more. As it was along with all the other stuff that's taking place in wrestling over the weekend.
So the I don't know if we'll ever really get we might get a cause of death, but sometimes in Japan they keep that kind of close to the vest. But I was just watching last week a WWE Challenge 1986, and who should appear on that show but Moondog Spot. I thought, Moondog Spot. You know what happened to that guy? Well, he was having a match, and in the middle of the match, he just sat down in the corner and died. And he was 51. He was a year older than Yutaki Yoshie. And, you know, he had a heart attack in the match. And just it happens sometimes. And I don't know if that's what happened with Yoshie, but, I mean, the people that were there, you know, they said didn't look like there was any spot, didn't look like there was anything where, you know, hit his head or anything. It was just had a match, went backstage, condition suddenly deteriorated was the way it was described, and he passed away. So,
well, you know. Brian, I mean, my heavens, 5'11", and that may be generous. He was probably 350 pounds. I mean, and that was the one thing about that gimmick, and it was one thing when you're a lot younger. Obviously, this is a lot of the times when it comes to football players, guys who play on the offensive and defensive lines, once they retire, you got to get some of that weight off your chest and all that sort of stuff. Well, this is the way he had always wrestled. This is the way he had always lived from the time he was a professional. But, you know, again, carrying around that much weight, it probably, even though we may never find out the exact cause of death, it is probably fair to say that it was something that probably had to do with his heart.
Muhammad Ali has now been announced for the WWE Hall of Fame. We have got Paul Heyman, Bull Nakano, the U.S. Express, and now Muhammad Ali. First reported, as it says here, by Variety. They like to do that. They've got a... should we read WWE's description of Muhammad Ali?
Oh, sure.
One of the most iconic figures in sports history, 3-time world heavyweight boxing champion, Olympic gold medalist, known around the world for his charisma, confidence, ability to back it up inside the ropes. Known simply as the greatest, his influence transcended sports as his work as an activist, artist, and personality established him as one of the most renowned figures in the entire world. Although best known as a boxer, it says. He made a great impact in the sports entertainment world. Foray into sports entertainment occurred in 1976 when he faced Antonio Inoki in Japan. The match also aired on 150 closed-circuit venues across the U.S. Story goes, Ali's camp expected the bout to be a work contest. Inoki's did not. I don't know if that's exactly what happened right there. Well, essentially, there's actually multiple versions of this story. But, you know, the story that Dave has always told, which I have had people in Japan dispute this story. And I'm talking like people that write for the magazines over there. But his story is that, you know, they had agreed to do a worked contest. And then when they got there, like, I guess it was kind of like, well, you know, I can't agree on whatever. And so they just went in and they just did it.
Well, Ali's side, one of the things I'd always heard was kept wanting to change the rules. And basically it degenerated into where it was going to be a shoot because they were afraid of a work and how that was going to go. And would Inoki double-cross him? And they got more tense as it went on. And then it ended up leading to what was an awful match by anyone's standards, either at the time, then, or now. I mean, it's just insane. But that was one of the jumping off points for MMA, to the point where Antonio Inoki is a legend in Japan as an MMA figure as much as he is a pro wrestling figure.
Well, he kicked the bejesus out of Ali's legs.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, if we were scoring this, Ali won the fight. Or, I'm sorry, Inoki won the fight. But it wasn't scored. It went to a draw. But it did affect Ali's mobility, and it was the birth of mixed martial arts in a lot of ways in Japan. Anyway, more after the break. Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, if you want, text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I had to shut down the chat today.
Already?
I like the folks, but I couldn't do it today. They were all mad at me.
What is the bone of contention that's getting...
Well, I was accused of unfairly. You know, I rant about there was no collision lineup until the day of the show. They're like, well, why are you saying the same thing about Raw? There's only one match. And I was like, there's three matches. They've had three matches for a week. One match! No, there wasn't one match. There were three. So I had to shut the thing down. But I will do text messages. So if you are there and you want to contact me, 425-780-7566. And we can talk whatever you want to talk about. But we do have plenty more here. John Cena and The Rock and Bad Bunny. All of the Academy Awards. You know, actually, we're kind of running out of time for old Bad Bunny. I thought he was going to be at Mania this year. Suppose it's possible.
There's still time. They got a lot of
I guess he doesn't have a path.
That's he.
Doesn't have a path to WrestleMania.
His path should be Dominic Mysterio, where he beats Mysterio quickly. Do it that way.
John Cena, The Rock, and Bad Bunny all presented awards. Cena did a nude gimmick.
Oh, his humiliation ritual?
Yeah. And then The Rock was there as well, and he shook hands with Cena backstage.
Did Cena have clothes on when they did?
He had a toga on.
Aye.
So
did he really?
Well, he had to put something on. Yes.
Oh, heavens. When he met The Rock, though, he still had it on backstage.
He still had his toga on backstage, yes. Rock did not shake his hand while nude. So anyway.
But in a toga, though, it's different.
They were all over the place. The Rock, John Cena, and Bad Bunny at the Academy Awards. We have got Revolution.
Just like Vince McMahon Sr. predicted.
Yeah, exactly. Revolution is coming in at about 170,000 to 176,000. I actually thought it might get up to 190, which is possible because they have late buys. But that would be up from World's End, which did 141,000. And... that's one of the biggest pay-per-views they have ever done. So Sting's retirement at the end of the day, you know, that got people buying that show. And I know there were a lot of people in WWE that bought the show because they wanted to see Sting's retirement. Maybe they weren't allowed to go, like old Kevin Nash. He probably bought it. But huge business for the Revolution show. $16,118 million gate. And do you know in the history of World Championship Wrestling, they never did a $1 million gate? Not one. Not
wild.
One.
Wild.
They had one that was just under. It was like 980,000 or something like that. But they never broke the $1 million gate. Granted, that was 25 years ago. Tickets are much pricier here today. But never hit a $1 million gate for old World Championship Wrestling. We also have a new... New Japan Strong Women's Champion, Stephanie Vaquer, beat Julia. Sunday Stardom event, Corkin Hall won the title. So Julia, of course, is leaving Stardom. As reported like a month late by Tokyo Sports, she will be going to Rossi Ogawa's new promotion. She's going to help him get that thing off the ground. And then she will be on her way to WWE. So when that will be, I don't know. I don't know how long it officially takes to get a promotion off the ground. But that is her next couple of stops. Those two.
They had to take it off of her sooner or later. So why not Stephanie Vaquer or Vacker? Or I've heard it pronounced about a zillion different ways. And great. You know, she seems
I pronounce it differently in my head, but when my mouth opens, a different word comes out. That happens a lot with me.
It is, you get older. This is just going to get worse and worse. But yeah, you know, I see Stephanie Vaquer, and then, you know, Rocky's on. He calls her Vacker, so I'm just going to go ahead and go with that. He should know best, but she's been getting a lot more shine outside of Mexico in the last year, and this really only makes sense for that title. To me, it's a superfluous title. I wish they would either just have the New Japan Strong Women's title or the IWGP Women's title. I don't think that there's a need for both of them, but... hey, great. She gets to have one of them, gets to be around North America a lot, and is probably going to show up a lot more in the States. So, you know, that was probably the best option they could have went with.
All right. Well, we had a lot of shows this past weekend. We had the Collision show and the SmackDown show. And I cannot wait to get the SmackDown ratings because they put Rock, they put him at the end of the show. And we talked about this last week. The thing with The Rock is, it's hard to reel this guy in. You know what I'm saying? Once he gets going, he'll just talk and talk and talk and talk. And so last week, they put him at the beginning of the show because he can just talk till he's done. And then you move on. It was 40 minutes of SmackDown. And what happened was, everybody watched, and then as soon as he was gone, they all shut off the show. So then you think, okay, well, let's keep him to the end. Because when you keep him to the end, you do a better number throughout the show. So so they kept him until the end this time. And the key was he didn't have to do a lot of talking. He did a little talking, but he only had to say like one big line. And then Cody slaps him and they go off the air. And it'll be interesting to see how the show does because this is going to be the highest rating for nothing happening in I don't even know how long. So at the end of the show... they start trotting these guys out at like 9:35 or something like that. So first, Rock and Roman come down to the ring. 7 minutes and 30 seconds just for them to do a ring entrance. Then Roman stands in the ring for a long, long time. And then finally he says, acknowledge us. So then they hit Cody's music and then they hit Seth's music and they have a commercial. And so there was literally 15 straight minutes of absolutely nothing but entrances and two words, acknowledge us. And I expected to do like 2.8 million viewers for that nothing. And then the big angle at the end was, you know, they're talking back and forth, and Rock wants to know if they accept the challenge. What is the challenge? The challenge is Rock and Roman... versus Cody and Seth on the first night of WrestleMania. If Cody and Seth win, there is no bloodline interference on Sunday. So Cody can just go finish his story and nobody's going to run in from the bloodline. And that's the story. However, if Rock and Roman Reigns win, then it will be bloodline rules. Which is essentially they can do whatever they want. They can have Solo Sikoa as the referee. They can have Jimmy try to ring the bell. I mean, they can do whatever they want. And here's the key, because this is an old school thing that they did. They basically told you, if you pay your money on night two, you will see Cody win the title. Because Rock added the stipulation that I am on the board. I am on the TKO board. I own part of this company. I am your boss. I make the rules. And does this sound familiar? Let me tell you something, Cody. If you don't win, if you don't beat Roman Reigns, you can never challenge for this title again. And he didn't say you can never challenge Roman again. He made it very clear you can never challenge for this title again. So it's an old school thing they do in wrestling where they basically tell you, like, you know, if you pay your money, you're going to see this person win. So they've done everything except tell you he's winning. So anyway, that was the main event segment. And then the big line was Rock says, my Roman's grandfather is proud of this. My grandfather is proud. Your father, Cody, one of my heroes, he is looking down, also proud. And you know, Cody, you're the youngest of three, aren't you? Your sister was a cheerleader for the Dallas Cowboys. That gets a pop. Your brother, first he says he's a Hall of Famer, then he realizes that he's actually not. He's a future Hall of Famer. And then he says, and you're 20 years younger than your siblings, right?
Wait, stop right there. Can we do a split screen, please? Because as this is going on, there is a man outside of the ring in production that is desperately trying to let these men know that they have got to go. We got to go.
Well, Rock says, because you were. We can do it, Jared. No, we can't. We can do it. Oh, no. Hold on. There we go. I'll start over again. You're the youngest of three. Your sister was a cheerleader for the Dallas Cowboys. Your brother is a future Hall of Famer. And you're 20 years younger than your siblings, right? Because you were a mistake. And when he calls Cody a mistake, the fans gasped. They were like, whoa. And then Cody's like, he gets that look on his face like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. And then he starts bringing the mic up like he's going to say something, and he brings it down, and bam, he slaps the Rock across the face. And Rock's like, oh man, brother, it's on. And right then they go off the air. So it wasn't really like a cliffhanger, because it's not like they're going to, you know, next week you're going to tune in and they're going to like be in the exact same spots. But I do think that, you know, if you're talking about like a segment that's going to drive people to social media to try to find out what happened after the show went off the air, that feels like one of those segments. But anyway, that was the main gist of the show, because that's the main match. And I thought they all did a great job. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, order in the app. Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Alrighty, well, first off, I want to mention the F4W convention is coming up in Vegas. Going to be very exciting. It's that time of year. We look ahead to our annual F4W Observer Convention set for Vegas this May during Memorial Day weekend. Welcome current subscribers, past subscribers, friends, family, wrestlers, pets, anyone else who wants to come along. I'll decide tomorrow about people on Twitch. As always, there's a lot happening starting on Friday. We've got an annual all-you-can-eat dinner at Texas Day Brazil. That's a real highlight, let's be honest.
Tejas.
Meet and greet with, well, we'll get
with
to
meat.
That in a moment.
That's you're going to be eating meat, so there's a big meet and greet at the Tejas Day Brazil.
Live, it's Texas, let's be honest. Live pro wrestling in the FSW arena as Ed once again presents Poder Seis. Actually, this would be the first time he promoted Poder Seis. Sweet party with details to come, an annual brunch at the Wicked Spoon. And yes, this year, well, life happens. Dave is unavailable that weekend. And so we will be doing a meet and greet and live Q&A for the first time ever, Brian and Vinny.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
How much is this costing you for Vinny to do this?
Are you kidding me? He's blessed to go. But buy your tickets or it'll be the first and last. Put it that way. So we hope to see you in Vegas this May. You never know, it says, who might show up.
Well, I hope Filthy Woody lives there.
So you can either go to my Twitter, X, at Brian Alvarez. It's sticky up there at the top. Or the easy way is you can go to f4wonline.com. You ready for this?
Yes.
/Vegas.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. f4wonline.com. /Vegas. What is it, Mike?
F4wonline.com/Vegas.
Exactly. That's right. What it is.
Yes. And do you so ever feel bad that, you know, when people go to cage match and they look up promoters that they see the name Edward Laredo? I mean, do you ever like feel bad that you have unleashed Ed the promoter on the wrestling world?
How many times do you think I have gone to cage match? Like, nothing against cage match. They're all fine and everything like that. But never once have I gone on there for anything other than a bit on this radio show.
But because
so it did not bother me.
But you have unleashed.
I didn't unleash it. He did this himself. He did this himself. I had nothing to do
with
any of this. No, this is not on me. That's all on Ed. By the way, this person here says, tell the chat the problem with AEW is not announcing matches. The problem is announcing who will even be on the show. WWE has an advantage with their split rosters because fans have a general idea who will be on whatever show they're attending.
Oh, no.
But because AEW does not have dedicated rosters, fans are left wondering who's on the show. That's why it's important for AEW to announce matches or appearance weeks in advance so fans know what to expect.
After
and you know the other thing?
What?
I'm glad I'm not on the chat right now because people will really get mad. When people go, well, how can we say about it? How can we say it about AEW but not WWE? Even though I actually did today, and even though WWE Raw does have matches announced, let's say that Raw had no matches announced, okay? I'm sorry, it's not the same thing, okay? Because one of them is selling out shows weeks in advance, and one of them is doing 2,000 people for, I think they did 3,000 for Dynamite and 2,000 for Collision. So I'm sorry, it's not the same thing, okay? They've announced CM Punk for a match 3 weeks from now that's already sold 12,000 tickets. If they announce, listen, do I want them to announce a full card in advance? Well, of course. Should they? Yes. Do they need to? No. Whereas with AEW, do I want them announcing a card in advance? Yes. Do they need to announce a card in advance? Yes. Is it a problem if they don't? Actually, yes. when they're doing 5,000 people per show, 6,000 people per show for television, then it wouldn't be as big a deal. You're selling plenty of tickets and you're selling in advance. When you got 1,800 tickets sold 2 days before the show and there's still no lineup, that's a problem. If SmackDown Friday had no matches announced, okay, should they? Yes. Is it a problem? No. That's the key, everybody. Is it a problem? Right now, WWE isn't having a problem. I love AEW too. I know it's some of your favorite promotion. I know some of you, it's the only thing you want to watch. That's great, okay? But 1,800 tickets, 2,000 tickets, 3,000 for a Dynamite. That's a problem. They should be doing more. They have been doing more. They had a Dynamite that last time they went did over 5,000. This week it did, this past Wednesday, it did 3,000. They're down 2,000. That's a problem, okay? It doesn't mean I don't like Dynamite. Doesn't mean I don't like AEW, okay? But it could be doing better. It should be doing better. And this is not hard. And it's not a same... Raw does... It's not the same.
They're not.
Why did I read that text?
I don't know why you read
God! That text. God!
But
am I a mark?
It's... WWE should be selling out all of their shows right now with nobody on it because they're on the road to WrestleMania, they're WWE, and they have these shows that everybody knows are going to feature something leading into WrestleMania. So, frankly, as long as they're hot, they could announce nothing. You should expect those shows to sell out or at least do very well because they're in a good position. Now, with AEW, they're not in a good position. But people trying to compare things, to me, that's just... It's too much. They need to work on things. We've talked about it ad nauseum here on this show. There are levels to things that they need to work on, but the whole package kind of needs work right now. And the things that are being suggested, I completely agree with. But the person that says we need a brand split because people are going to know...
No, they're not saying we need a brand split. They're just saying because WWE has a brand split, you know who's going to be on the shows.
But that's silly because in some ways AEW's got that brand split now. You know for sure Saturday you're going to see the House of Black or Thunder Rosa as opposed to Wednesday.
That's because they don't go Wednesday. But like Danielson's on both shows.
I know, but
Jackson's, Okada.
The bottom line is a split roster wouldn't help that situation right now because they are lagging in other areas, including being just very cold right now, and they need to heat things back up. So, to me, any idea or any romanticism of a brand...
Well, no, he's not saying they need a brand split, and he doesn't want them to have a brand split. He's just saying that you don't have a brand split, and so unlike in WWE, you know, you don't know, okay, well, you know, whoever. Damage Control is almost going to be on, they'll be on every single Friday show. If Friday's coming, you
know
Damage Control will be there. Actually,
you
do. They're always there.
But the thing is, okay, Roman Reigns is technically a SmackDown wrestler. How many times was he on SmackDown?
Well, they announced Roman Reigns weeks in advance if he's going to be on the show.
Well, that's the thing, because then he, you know, for the
so
last
you know he's going to be there.
Year or so, he had weeks off where he wasn't going
well,
to
exactly.
be there. But you're right, they did advertise him and all that. I just think that, to me, is just, it just kind of muddies the waters in the conversation, and I don't think it really helps.
So the Collision show, this was a better show. Although, hey, Ryan and Vinny's show last night, Tara was on the show, prediction contest winner. You're not going to find a bigger AEW fan. She went to Revolution, Dynamite, Rampage, and Collision. And even she said it was sad. There was 2,000 people in the building. It was quiet. And there were way more last time. But the show itself, I mean, it was a good show. Bryan Danielson, Shane Taylor was a great match because Bryan Danielson is great. And then they brought out Will, and Shane Taylor's great as well. But you're not going to get anything resembling a bad match with Bryan Danielson. And then Ospreay came out afterwards, who was like the biggest star on the show. I don't want to get into that rant again. But he challenged Bryan to a match coming up at this Dynasty pay-per-view. And Bryan accepted. And so away we go. You know what's going to do really well business-wise?
What you think?
Dynasty.
Think so?
We're announcing matches long in advance. They're big matches with big stars. They're going to sell a lot of tickets.
Well, they're going to sell a lot of tickets for sure. How many pay-per-views are they going to sell? That's going to be
140.
Very, very interesting.
Easy, I would say. Hmm. Met Nick Jackson and Okada, sort of. Phase 3, poor blokes. the story of this match was Okada demanded to get tagged in. And keep in mind, you know, it's not a big deal, but like Okada's a heel and the Jacksons are heels. But Okada gets in the ring. He single-handedly, one on three, beats up and destroys three men, pins one of them with a Rainmaker, goes like 30 seconds, kills all these guys. Then Eddie Kingston tries in the ring. He gets beat up. And then Pac returns, and Okada beats him up. He's beat up five men.
Well, beat up okay? Penta first.
The fans are chanting for Okada's name. They're chanting Okada because he's like a huge babyface, beating up five men by himself. But then the tables got turned, and Pac came down and ran off Okada. And they announced a six-person tag coming up this week. Pac is back. And hopefully back for the long haul at this point.
What was it the last time? Was it he broke his nose? Was that the last injury that he had? Put him on the shelf?
Listen, I don't know what happened, okay? I don't know what happened. But Pac was gone, and apparently it was like a pretty serious issue. But now he's back, and he looks healthy. I don't know what happened, but hopefully everything stays well with him. Trish Adora and Mariah May. Mariah beat her. Do I got to say it? No? Okay, I won't. And then afterwards, Tony and Luther came out on the stage, and here was another one. So Tony says, I'm going to present the first ever Tony Award. The nominees are Mariah May. She's the only nominee. The winner is Mariah May. So, of course, it's a total heel thing. She presents her, she's going to give her the award, which is a shoe. But Tiana Perazzo runs down. She attacks Tony. She hits her with the shoe. But Mariah makes the save, gives Tony a DDT on the ramp, lays her out. Tony gives Mariah the shoe, and the fans chant, you deserve it. I think what they need to do with Deonna is take her off TV for 1 month and then bring her back as a heel. Because this babyface thing is not working at all. It does not work from the moment she showed
Ryan,
up.
Look, I agree with you. They did not. But I think a lot of this is the fact that you get sucked into the Tony Storm vortex and you die. And Mariah May, who showed a lot more in the ring and a lot more, frankly, personality and charisma-wise in stardom, now is playing Tony Storm's understudy, which, okay, fine. That's okay. That's what you're doing. But she hasn't looked good in the... Look, she's looked okay. She's looked fine. But Trish Adora stood out more in their match. Lady Frost stood out more in their match. And anybody...
Oh, good. Now you can get in trouble.
I don't care. Anybody that gets sucked into this Tony Storm vortex, as much as I like the character, what they were doing, all that stuff, there's a problem with people not having good matches and not getting over with her and her just basically chewing up and literally bigfooting everything. The gimmick is actually too much for, you know, what's supposed to be happening in the ring. And if Mercedes Moné, which I am praying is her next feud, because I don't want to see any more. I'm getting to the point where I don't want to see Tony Storm at all. And that sucks because I know she can go. But it just seems as if everybody that gets put into her universe just gets chewed up and spit out. And the only person that's over is Tony Storm. And it's all for laughs and comedy and goofs, but it's not for good matches. And we'll see. Like I said, I'm giving it to her and Moné. And if they can make something out of it, great. But it's getting to the point where I don't want to see you.
Well, now that we're out of time, I can tell you that Nick Wayne and Adam Priest had a very good match. Well, it was a showcase for Nick. Jericho and Titan was good. Mystico and Angelico I loved. And I actually really enjoyed House of Black versus Jarrett, Jay Lethal, and Mark Briscoe. Although, I don't like fire. Can we stop with the fire already?
How about give Mark Briscoe a win?
Well, him and Trish Adora are on track for 2029 for their big win. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
We're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Well, as always, I don't know what we're going to talk about Tom today, but he is on, and we'll be up at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern to talk about, presumably, the SmackDown show, the Collision show, maybe the Rampage show. Seen them all. And actually reviewed them a bunch yesterday on the Brian and Vinny show with Craig and Tara, which was an excellent show if you've not heard it yet. So go up there and check that out. And that's the plan. Then later on tonight, Dave. Haven't done a show with Dave since Wednesday. Garrett had it this weekend. So we'll have a lot to talk about with Dave coming up here tonight. And that's the plan. So don't forget Raw, if you want to check out my Raw report, SmackDown, all those reports. They're up for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. That's a new feature we've got. And don't forget the convention. What's the address, Mike?
F4WOnline.com/Vegas.
Very good.
What if you go to WrestlingObserver.com/Vegas?
I think it still works.
All right.
But anyway,
how about fthesnow.com/Vegas?
You know, I had that for a long time, but finally I was like, I'm paying $25 a year for this. Why? I'm sure it's worth probably a lot of money now, but
old school.
Hey, we're going to wrap it up today. I want to thank Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Tomorrow I will, I'll try the chat again, but don't make me move to the YouTube chat. I mean, it shouldn't get to that point. But that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.